Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the entrepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Lil Lavelle of Coyote Ugly Saloon Franchise, and the most famous bar on the planet is now the hottest franchise concept on the planet. We're going to talk to Lil about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews, so stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Lil Lavelle of Coyote Ugly Saloon Franchise, and the most famous bar on the planet is now the hottest franchise concept on the planet. Hi, Lil. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lil. It's great to have you on the show. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from San Antonio Airport right now.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's great. Well, maybe we'll hear some planes in the background then, right?
Well, unfortunately, I have a feeling it's going to be the screaming kids you'll probably hear.
That's okay. Well, you know, I know you've been all over the place. You know, and it's interesting because, you know, I read about your background, your biography, which is fascinating, by the way. And I knew you grew up in New York. Do you miss New York or do you get back once in a while?
You know what? I get back enough that I get my fill, and it's just, you know, an evolution in my character that now I love San Diego. I'm a California girl now.
Well, they say it's great. I mean, they say that San Diego is one of the best places in the country to live, isn't it?
You know what I think? It's just like business. You know, start out with something, and that's all you know. And as you start venturing the world, you know, you kind of change and things happen. But, yeah, it's pretty nice.
Right.
Pretty nice
place.
That's
fantastic. That's great. Well, we're happy to have you on the show. You know, one of the reasons we started the show, Lil, is we found that every business has a story. And yours is one of the most interesting, I think, we've had on the show in 8 years we've been doing the show. Because, I mean, Hollywood actually made a movie based on your life. And I thought, you know, maybe we can, you know, go right to the beginning and you could describe the history or the evolution of Coyote Ugly Saloon.
Well, basically, when I went to college, I bartended and waited tables, like most college kids do. Afterwards,
right.
I worked on Wall Street for a year, but I made $250 a week. That wasn't cutting it. So I made most of my money to pay my rent, bartending and managing bars. When I was about 24 years old, I had just made a decision. I'm either going back to, you know, 9 to 5, or I'm going to open my place. And so I saved all my money and opened the first Coyote.
That's fantastic. You know, when I was in my 20s, I think you and I come from like the same generation. I went to bartending school, Lil, and I learned how to make all the crazy drinks like yourself. And I would hate it when someone, particularly at the end of the night, would order a drink like with like 10 different ingredients in it. And it
that was
one of the catalysts, wasn't it, for the concept, wasn't it?
Well, I was actually managing one place, this kind of rough and tumble country bar, but I was also bartending at this Brazilian steakhouse. And the Brazilian steakhouse, I would have to have like 4 blenders going at once with, you know, guava juice, margaritas, and, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
And I remember being like, oh, God, I hate
this.
It's horrible. So, you know, one of the things that I had already going for me was a huge following. So when I opened Coyote, you know, I opened the doors and already had hundreds of people who knew me and came in. And so they kind of knew the deal. You know, you're not walking in and ordering, you know, a pickle pear margarita at Coyote. So, you know, it was fun. I think about it now that back then when you have nothing to lose, you know, you risk it all. You know, I could get in people's faces.
Sure.
So it panned out, thank God.
That's fantastic. One of the several concepts I love about your franchise is the powerful brand name, Lil. And I think you're going to be at the franchise show in England next year. I remember reading somewhere. I mean, how do you typically describe the Coyote Ugly Saloon franchise? If someone, like, when someone came up to your booth and they said, so, like, typical question, like, what do you guys do? Where do you typically go from there?
I think the whole idea is that there's a million concepts that have female bartenders. But the beauty about, honestly, ours is that we do have a movie and a TV show that has provided a lot of, you know, enlightenment to people. So when they come up to me at a franchise show, they actually usually know who we are. What makes us different is how we can control our branding, how we have to make sure that when we are franchising that they're upholding the brand name and the brand concepts. So that's more like, for me, it's not really starting from scratch anymore. People know who we are.
Right.
But it's making sure they understand that they can't change our concept.
Right, absolutely. And that's one of the things, you know, this is the theme that we've referenced over the show over the last 8 years, Lil. I mean, it's one of the things you're getting in franchising is the powerful brand name. It seems like there's so many possibilities for Coyote Ugly, you know, Saloon. I mean, are you guys going to get into things like, I mean, like coming out with your own line of, like, alcohol or T-shirts and things like that? Are you guys doing anything like that?
We actually have a Coyote Ugly Canadian whiskey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's already out there. The biggest problem it has been, we're only allowed to be sold, I think, in 4 states because you have to go state to state to get the permissions. But we're right now in talks with a vodka and a tequila company.
Wow.
So, you know, cross fingers. things look
like. Right, right. That's huge, isn't it? I mean, did you ever imagine, like, I mean, when you were 24 years old, Lil, and I know you're very optimistic and positive, but, I mean, did you envision this, you know, like maybe 20 years later?
Not with Coyote.
No.
In fact, I was actually in negotiations with this guy. This is years ago. I don't even remember his name. But I had the Coyote in New York, and I actually wanted to open fast food, health food stores.
Right.
And in my mind back then, that's what I thought was going to be my big, you know, winning concept.
Right.
But when
right.
the movie came along, you know, there was no, you know, that was it. I mean, you can't get a bigger push in business than that.
Sure, absolutely. How has technology played a role in the business today, Lil, compared to, I mean, from when you first started doing this? I guess it's a lot different today, isn't it, in terms of technology?
I think that what technology has done is, in operations, has changed the game. The marketing is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
How
yeah.
people learn where they're going, you know, where do you want to go eat? Where's the
right.
movie theater? Where's this? So technology has now played a big part in changing how we promote
yeah.
our local locations. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. It's constantly
right.
evolving. So things
Absolutely.
Are not quite as straightforward as it used to be.
That's fantastic. Maybe we could jump to, like, franchising, Will. I mean, what types of characteristics, then, I mean, will you be looking for in your franchisees? I mean, do they have to have a background or experience in this type of business?
I would prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is solidifying their finances, making sure
right.
that they have the infrastructure to have people who have operating experiences with, you know,
right.
nightclubs, bars, restaurants. So, you know, the one downfall with Coyote is that, you know, everybody and their mother wants to open one. So
mm-hmm.
we have to weed
right.
out the
yeah.
The people that don't have the experience.
What does it feel like? I mean, because Coyote now is in different countries now, too, aren't they, Lil? I mean, that must be an amazing
yeah.
experience for you to go to places like Russia, which I guess you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to
yeah.
some of these places must be amazing for you. What does that feel like for you?
I will tell you, when we first opened in Moscow, it was kind of emotional, honestly, because
yeah, yeah.
I couldn't believe my little bar in New York, you know, all of a sudden had all these locations. And,
yeah.
you know, there I am walking to work, you know, going by Red Square.
Right.
It was pretty, pretty incredible.
It was funny because I also went to Catholic school like you growing up, you know, and I remember
mm-hmm.
you saying, you know, I wonder what the nuns would think now. You know what I mean? It would be interesting going back.
Well, they certainly still call and ask for donations. So
I can imagine, right? That's funny. That's great. Oh, that's something. What's the training like, Lil, for, I mean, your new franchisees? I mean, how does that typically work? I mean, do they get the training, like, in a Coyote Ugly saloon? I mean,
yeah.
where does it take place? Okay.
What they have to do is they have to come and they have to train at some of my locations. And then what we do is we take a training staff to help them open their location.
Right.
So they get an awful lot of training before they even open the doors.
That's fantastic. Is there such a thing as a typical day as a franchisee, Lil?
Mm-hmm. What's a typical day?
Yeah.
The day of awesomeness, obviously. You open the door.
I can imagine, right.
The millions of people come in. You want to know what? There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I mean,
right.
you have to keep up
yeah.
with your banking. You have to keep up with your hiring. You have to keep up with your paperwork. You have to, you know how to do your inventory. But there's a lot that goes on. And then it changes as you open multiple locations because you have to learn how to manage people in a different way.
Right.
But from them to me, well, one, we have I have a team that's set up and they can call, you know, specific people. If they need help in marketing, they call one person. If they're
right.
looking for new sites, they call a different person. If they're,
right.
you know, trying to get helpful hints for how to do a specific promo night, they call another person. So you have a team that is there to support them when they need it.
Right, which is so important, particularly in franchising. In studying your background, it seemed to me like, you know, at a young age, it was almost like you were destined to become an entrepreneur. And the majority of our listeners, Lil, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs because they seem to know that they want to go into franchising, but most of them don't even know where to begin. So from all of your experience in entrepreneurship, I mean, what advice would you give them in their quest to buy a franchise?
Well, I think the most important thing in the bar nightclub business, so this might not translate to other people, but
right.
to know that you cannot live the lifestyle. People in my business that don't succeed are the ones living the lifestyle. And when I say that, I mean, you know, they're out drinking all night because they, you know, they think they're the cool bar owner, things
I
like
see.
That. And I've seen many failures, not only of businesses, but of people. You know, they
right.
fail in life because they decide
right.
that this is their identity when the reality is this is business. And you have to have your money in place. You can't be undercapitalized.
Right.
You have to have a strong management team behind you. One of the biggest things I've learned, and I think it's helped me grow, is to really look for people that I think add to me. So,
right.
you know, maybe they're better at something. Well, you're
right.
always learning something. And when you think you know it all, you don't know anything. So I think it's very
That's
important
great.
To always kind of, you know, keep your eyes and ears open all the time.
That's great. I think that's great advice. It seemed like you knew it at such a young age, too. You know, it seems young to me now, 24. But, I mean, you realized that cash was king as well, you know. I mean, how you were, you know, able to save a lot of that money, you know, to invest into, you know, these different things. You know, I thought that was very clever on your part.
You know what I think? And you know, I don't know how it would be now, but when you come from nothing,
yeah.
it's always a struggle. I remember always being worried, you know, always
right.
feeling like you have to have the nest egg, always making sure things happen. And I gave every dollar to open that first bar.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, literally, I would have had, you know, nothing, zero.
Sure.
But
yeah,
I just knew for my future that I needed to make a change, that I didn't want to work for somebody else the rest of my life.
Right, right. That's fantastic. So I can ask you the next question. What are the plans for the future then? I mean, where do you see Coyote Ugly maybe in, like, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road, Lil?
Well, I think we'll be open. We hired a new his title. I'm sorry, people are screaming.
Oh, that's
but,
okay.
we hired a new VP of global franchising. So
okay.
what I'm hoping is we're going to open a lot more stores internationally.
Right.
And, you know, the dream is Coyote Ugly Hotel. That's the dream.
Wow.
Coyote
oh,
Ugly Casino. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I won't be surprised if you achieve that goal, you know, because I could see you're very driven. I was wondering, has anyone ever approached you on writing a book about your life? I mean, it seems like it's a great story as well.
We actually joke about it. A few people have come to me, but we joke
yeah.
about it because I say I'd lose all my liquor licenses if I actually
That's great. That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Lil, to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Is the website the best place to go to?
Yes, go to the website. That website gets you directed to my global franchising team, and they can get information from that site. So it's www.coyoteuglysaloon.com.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again for coming on the show, Lil. It was a privilege for me to interview you. I've been actually following you for some time now. So for me to be able to speak to you today has been a real privilege. So I'd like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow, because I think you're going to be very, very successful.
Well, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure, Lil. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.